the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Welcome back. An interesting business appointment in the news this morning. Tipperary-born Stripe co-founder Patrick Collison is to join the board of Meta as a non-executive director. This was announced together with the appointment of former Republican Party official Dina Powell McCormick. Meta is expanding the board to 15 members. An interesting story in the FT this morning saying European travellers avoid America as political turmoil takes toll on tourism. The number of European travellers visiting the States has fallen, according to figures compiled by the International Trade Administration. And it says that travel from some countries, including Ireland, Norway and Germany, fell by more than 20%, according to an FT analysis of the data. And it quotes one individual, Sebastian Bazin, who's head of a French hotel group called Accora, and he blamed a bad buzz about visiting the United States. Well, the trade war between the US and China shows no sign of abating. US tariffs on Chinese goods now effectively total 145%, while China has retaliated by raising tariffs on US goods to 125%. It's a high-stakes game. So how is all this playing out in China? How are businesses managing this turbulent period in Chinese-US relations? Robin Harding, Asia editor of the Financial Times, joins me now. Robin, you're very welcome to the programme. What's the mood like in China there, particularly as well among business people?
Hi there, Richard. Well, I think that people are still coming to terms with this in China. I'd say the mood is one of defiance. It's one of resilience. It's one of thinking, you know, we didn't pick this fight, but if America's determined to fight with us, well, then we're going to win it. But underlying that in the business community, there's certainly a lot of gloom, a lot of anxiety. We're already hearing about businesses laying people off, cutting shifts, withdrawing from the US market, trying to hike prices to their US buyers to account for tariffs, all sorts of confusion about shipments that are on their way to the US or indeed coming the other way to China, and they're going to be hit by tariffs when they arrive. So I'd say it's a mixture of those things, but I'd also say China's a huge, huge place. So trying to say what the mood is in China is a pretty tough things to do.
I'm sure it's very different for very different people as well. But what's the media saying? How's it being reported, Robin?
Well, you've got to remember that the media in China is pretty controlled. There is no real freedom of the press. So there's lots of propaganda. There's lots of references to Chairman Mao, Chairman Mao speeches about fighting to the end, and the US is a paper tiger. So you can see the government's really trying to fire people up and build that sense of national resilience.
How equipped is the Chinese government and the Chinese exchequer to fight this trade war? They do have a $300 billion trade surplus with the United States, as that obviously will come under huge pressure with these kinds of tariff levels. The economy hasn't been going great, but how geared up are they to fight this battle?
Well, it's a good question, because the problem that they had is that Chinese economy was not going too well anyway. They've had this huge property crisis, which hasn't really been solved, and the economy's bounce back after COVID was pretty weak. So they're not starting from a good position. But China has so many levers it can pull, because once again, it's not a complete free market. It's pretty controlled. The state owns all of the big banks. They have quite a lot of fiscal firepower. So I think we'll see them ramping up government stimulus. We'll see them telling the banks to lend. We'll see the full machinery of the state swinging into action to counteract this.
The public debt levels are relatively low. 60% of GDP, that probably gives them a certain amount of headroom in relation to borrowing if they need to.
Absolutely. Well, the thing to bear in mind is that the local government debt levels in China are very high, but the central government has relatively little debt. And China doesn't like doing fiscal stimulus. They're really quite allergic to it. But I think this, an outside threat, the US, the world superpower, directly challenging them like this, I think that may well be what it takes to get the central government to pull that lever and start raising its debt levels and spending more.
But you're already seeing some companies lay people off. And the economy had already been somewhat in the doldrums from a growth perspective. It's gone through some difficult times. But are smaller businesses starting to close or lay people off?
So we're just getting early reports, and we certainly are hearing of factories which are cutting shifts, laying off workers. These are the people who are affected most quickly are, for example, the fast fashion merchants who sell directly to the US on Amazon or via Temu or via Shein. And so they're hit instantly because those small packages have been whacked with tariffs and they're losing the exemptions. So those people are already laying people off, cutting back. But again, China's pretty vast. The sort of low-end, small manufacturing scale bit of the economy, that's big, but there's a lot of China. And so we're certainly not seeing that sort of wider economic impact yet of a downturn where every business cuts back. It's really concentrated so far on those factories which are directly exporting goods to the US.
And finally, the question of China having levers that it can pull and cards to play. It has over $800 billion of US treasuries. We saw the pressure that came on the US bond market during the week. Is there any sense that the Chinese might have been involved in beginning to sell some of those to put pressure on the American financial system?
So there's a lot of talk about that in the markets. I have to say I'm pretty skeptical that that's happening. China's actually been reducing its treasury holdings for years now, and it costs them money if they dump treasuries and force the price down.
So it's not something that they would jump into too quickly or in a rapid sort of rush, but we'll have to see how it plays out. I'll have to leave it there. Robin Harding, Asia editor of the Financial Times, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.